Hi, and welcome to Webcamps TV. I'm your host, Corey Fowler. Joining me again is Jaffe, or the Jaffe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't forget.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. How's your weekend? Pretty good?
Good. It was down in Portland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Word camp.
Yeah, awesome. Word Camp Pro is pretty awesome. Got some good speakers. If you ever want to see any of those speakers, you can go to wordpress.tv, and they've got all the speakers for all the Word Camps up in video format. It's really good.
Awesome. Yeah, we just had a quick barbecue and whatnot.
Nice.
But yeah, it was pretty good. How about your weekend?
That was great. Yeah. Thanks.
Excellent. So joining us today, we have Elio, and he is on the Service Bus team. And he's going to show us off some really cool functionality that just recently GA'd. So do you want to take us over and tell us what you're going to be talking to us about and just let people know what's happening?
Of course. So we're going to talk about Windows Azure Notification Hubs. The notification hubs are a feature to push mobile notifications to your mobile apps. So anything from Windows Store, iOS, Android, and Windows Phone, of course. We make sure that everything is very, very easy. We do things like broadcasting at very high scale. We make sure that you do not have to code all the specific templates and specific payloads in your backend, so we make it like really, really platform agnostic. You have like a high level API set that you can use, and you do not have to deal with all the complications of sending push notifications. And of course, you can do that from any .NET app, so websites, any web thing actually.
So if you went out and built your own mobile backend with like say web API. This is a great place to be able to go and handle those push notifications.
This is definitely one of our major targets, yes.
Great. So you kind of brought out a lot of interesting pieces there, and you noticed you said templates. So I'm guessing that's more of the UI design element on each individual application. So if you went out and you built an application that covered iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Windows 8, those specific templates for your app is what's getting pushed down.
Yes, this is true. So basically what happens is that normally you have to contact directly the Windows Notification Service, the Apple Notification Service. All of these platform notification services have their specific payloads. So Windows requires XML description of tiles and toast and whatnot, and Apple wants a JSON payload. Android is completely freeform. So it's really like a lot of conversions and things that you have to do with notification hubs. You can do all that, so you can say this is the actual payload that I want. Mm-hmm. But a nice feature that we have is what we call the template feature, which basically allows you to specify these things from the devices. So that basically you can use the WinRT method to generate your XMLs. You can basically every app can say I want the notification in this specific format, and then your backend is completely agnostic. You just send a dictionary. JSON, if you're like want to go low level and code REST APIs, but basically it's just a bag of properties, and we take care of routing the correct things to the correct platforms and to the correct devices in the way that you tell us.
Cool, that's really awesome. And I guess you know the other piece of that is you actually went and you abstracted away all of the notification providers underneath, so it's just a lot easier. This is true.
Also, I do not know how if people are very familiar with push notifications, but usually what you have to do is that you have to maintain in your own backend. So you have like a big table with all these channel URIs, device tokens, all basically these little addresses that you need to push a notification to a specific device. That ends up being a lot of work. For instance, in the Apple system, you have to create a connection to the feedback channel and make sure to expire those things with the expired ones, otherwise you might risk being blacklisted by the Apple system. Similar things happen for Windows. Channel URI expire, you have to delete them, you have to keep them fresh, they expire. All these things is handled by us. So basically, we are your registry. You put all your channel URIs, device tokens inside the notification hub, and we make sure that they're up to date, we expire the ones that have to expire, and all those things. So you do not need to keep all that information. And people that are familiar maybe with one platform is manageable. When you start having multiple platforms, multiple client versions, you have to remember who is really, really complicated. Lots of extra code doesn't really add anything to your app. Yeah. You much rather want to code some actual features instead of following the idiosyncrasies of all the different platforms and notification services.
Awesome. So let's take a look at...
That's all right. That's all right. My question. Is this a paid service then? Or
it is a paid service. Okay. We do have a free tier.
Okay.
So for development purposes, you do have a free tier. You can store up to 500 devices, so a pretty substantial amount. You can really do like some wide beta testing with that. You have 1 million notification, 1 million pushes per month. And that's basically what you can do. But of course, you're limited by number of devices. So you cannot really go to prod with that. Mm-hmm. The next tier is called basic. You have up to 100,000 devices. So it's really like a substantial app. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be $75 per month.
Okay.
It is, of course, prorated per day. So you know when you start, you can decide go to free. Go back to free and all those things, and then there's even a higher tier that is standard that basically scales up to millions of devices.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you can scale mid month up and down as you need to go.
You can scale every day. You can scale. We also support auto scaling. I will show you the portal.
Okay.
For that, that's pretty neat. You do not have to if you're planning to have 1 million devices, you do not have to start paying for it right away. You can basically say, I want to go up to 1 million devices. We'll auto-scale until that level, and then we will go back as soon as you're not using it.
That's fantastic.
All right, so let's see how you've made notifications easier for people.
Yes, so basically here you can see the service page under Windows Azure. There's lots of information here, tutorials, videos, how to solve the standards problems when you start to use notification hubs. Let's just provision one notification hub. You go in the management portal. Here you're logged in into your management portal. You create a new notification hub from new app services, service bus, and then you create a new notification hub. With quick create, you just create like a new my hub, you. And then what this will do is that this will create one notification hub. And what happens now is that we can go in this notification hub. Let's go like a quick look to what you have right there in the portal. You have a dashboard where you have like a lot of useful information like payload errors, the registration operations, because the device, when it registers, it contacts the notification hub to actually register its channel URI or token or those things, like we said. And then successful notifications. You can have, of course, specific errors for WNS, GCM, and MPNS. In here, you also see your daily usage, how many operations you used, how many active devices are currently registered, how many registrations. Every device can have multiple registrations depending on the kind of features that you're using. And then what you have to do for first thing is that you have to go in the Configure tab. Okay. In here, you basically have to configure the credentials for all the platform notification services. The first one is for Windows. We have Windows Phone, Apple, and Google. Then there are some access policies where basically you configure how you can authorize to access the notification hub. You can create multiple keys. You can do all these sort of things.
Cool. I've done a lot of web development, but I also have some friends that are into mobile. So all of these things that you'd be configuring here, like I know if you go and you contact Apple and say, hey, I'd like your notification service, they give you a certificate. And then this is where you go and you configure that certificate to be able to communicate with APNS.
That is correct. So basically, we take charge of the last mile, basically, to the push notification service so that you do not have to learn the TCP protocol that Apple provides. You do not have to do any of those things. But in order to do that, you need to provision. You need basically to set up your notification hub with all these credentials.
Cool.
Another couple of important things is like the monitoring tab. In here, you have a lot more metrics. You can basically look at all these different metrics about registration errors, how many notifications you're sending, divided by platform, aggregated. This is very, very useful if you want to see what's going on. By the way, we tell you which are the expired channels. So if you want to know how many people are uninstalling your app, for instance, or they just stopped using it. This is actually very nice. And in here, we set the scaling. This is the thing that we saw. You start in the free tier. You can go to basic, and you can go to standard. In standard, you can basically have up to what is basically 50 units, which is 5 million people. You can basically store in your namespace across multiple notification hubs up to 5 million devices without having to call anybody. And that's the kind of things that we do. And in here, you can reserve some and have like a maximum one. And we will auto-scale between the reserved and the maximum. Mm-hmm. And every day, if you're not using that thing, we'll go back to the reserved one. So basically, you're not paying for capacity that you're not using. But now basically that we're going in the let's assume that I configured one notification hub. I have here the my notification hub that already has some credentials for Windows, and let's see how we can hook this up to a Windows Store app. So I go in my Visual Studio, and I'm creating now a new project, and I will create just a simple Windows Store blank app. So we're just starting from scratch. From here, the first thing that we have to do is actually to associate this app with the credentials that I have in the store. So in here, you basically go in the store menu, and you click associate app with the store. You have to sign in, and hopefully I remember.
All sign in starts with hopefully I remember.
Yeah. Okay, success. And in here I have like many apps in there. Let's use one that I called Notification Hubs.
You've been a busy guy. Yeah.
What this thing does is that it basically goes in the app manifest and makes sure that all this this packaging information is correct. You could do it with the XML too. Mm-hmm. I find out that with the wizard is a lot less error prone.
Yeah.
Now that we did this, we want to do something else right away. Since we are in the app manifest, we're going to send a toast notification. So make sure that you actually in badge, you enable toast. We have like many, many times you just do everything correctly, nothing shows up, and this is the missing link.
So for those of you out there that are often on Stack Overflow and answering questions, this yes. is gonna get you some rep right here.
Definitely, exactly. And after this, we're gonna just add a reference to the SDK for notification hubs. So we have a NuGet package, and it's Windows Azure Messaging that contains Service Bus and Notification Hubs. Mm-hmm. Here it is. What this thing does is that... what were you saying?
.manage, is that just because it's a managed code base?
That's because it's the managed version. We do have a WinMD client for Service Bus. This is the managed version because we're coding C#.
Cool.
Okay, we accept what this thing will do. We'll create everything, and here in my references, I will have the Windows Azure.messaging. And then we're all ready. Let's add some code here. What we're gonna do, we're gonna keep this app blank. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna register to the notification hub. So we're gonna put here in my application, we're gonna put here a member, and use Windows Azure Messaging. Okay, and then every time we launch, we have to make sure that the app gets the channel URI from WNS and stores it in the notification hub. Mm-hmm. So just in here, what we're gonna do, we're gonna instantiate the hub.
Just in a side note, while he's typing away, that's in the on launched event in your Windows application.
Correct. And in here, in my notification hub, I put the name of the notification. If I'm not wrong, that was my notification hub. And then we had to add a connection string, which basically is the credentials to access the notification hub. We go in the portal. This is where we were. In dashboard, you see here there is a connection information button. You see that there are two connection strings that are pre-provisioned. You can create your own, but basically you want one that has list and access, and usually do not want one that has more rights like send or manage. Why? Because you are basically embedding these credentials in the app, which is not a secure thing, and you do not want people to start broadcasting things to your app audience.
Hey, look, a new notification.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going here. We have our connection string. We copy it. We paste it in here. And then we'll just create an async method to do this registration asynchronously. Init notification async. We create this method. We make it async. And then in here, the first thing that we have to do, we have to make sure that we get the channel from the Windows Notification Service. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing that you do in all the other platforms, in Android, in Windows Phone, in Apple. You need to get this handle. So we get here channel. We use this push notification channel manager. And of course, for that, we need to use Windows networking push notifications. And we create a new push notification channel for your application. Of course, we do support secondary tiles and all those things. There are how-tos document on MSDN on how to do those registrations with notification hubs. So we have our channel. Now we take the hub. We register. Native, meaning that I'm not going to specify a template right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, hey, I just want you to send me the exact payload. And in here, we have to put our channel. This is an async, so let's await for it. And then basically, we're done. Our app is ready. We're going to start this app. We're making sure I put a breakpoint so that we're sure that we go there, we see the channel, and these things. This is installing the app. It's running my blank app. Unlaunched, it should go on my debugger. I get my channel. You see here this URI, this big thing is my URI channel. And then we're going to go to the notification hub and register this specific instance. This thing has been done. Now I do not need to keep this app open. And what we have to do now, we're all set up. If you had your backend, you just have to go and start pushing. So what we're going to do, we're going to create here a very simple console app. So we're going to add a project. And we're going to create a Windows console app. But of course, this is a standard .NET app. You want to do it from your ASP.NET backend. You want to do it from some local thing that's there. Is really just a connection to the hub. You do not need a cloud service to use notification hubs. OK, then you basically have to do the same thing. Make sure to put the reference in the console app. We're going to add another NuGet package. This time, we're taking the .NET SDK for Service Bus. We're going to install this package. And in here, now we're ready to start using it. We're going to use a Notification Hub client. And first, we have, of course, to use ServiceBus.notifications. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to create it using some form of credentials. Which one? We need a connection string. The connection string comes from the same place, from the portal, same place where we got it before. This time, we actually want the full access, because we need to be able to send. We need advanced functionalities.
Yeah. So just to pull people back for a little bit. So now we're actually building like a web application or something like that.
Correct.
Our example is just a console app. But this will be sitting on your server, so it's protected. It's not getting pushed down to your client whatsoever.
Correct.
As where when we created the Windows Store app, that token, that shared access signature is actually going to be stored on the device. So if someone was able to get into your application code, they'd be able to see that.
Yes.
So that's why we want to use the full shared on the server side. It's protected. And then the listen only on the client side, because that's the only thing they'll be able to do.
That is correct. Great. That is correct. So once we have this disconnection string, we copy it here. This is your backend code. And then, of course, you have to put the name of your notification hub, my notification hub. Now, we basically just need the payload that we have to send. We're basically ready to send. I have here a payload already created. This comes from the standard payload that you can send to push to Windows Store apps. It comes from MSDN. You can use the full variety, even the new 8.1 payloads.
Cool.
And then, once we have this this payload, we basically just have to send it. We use our hub, and we want to send a Windows native notification. Why we want to descend? Because we're actually providing a native Windows payload. It's not platform agnostic. This is exactly the XML that we want delivered. And then we put our payload. Now, what this thing does, this is an async method. Mm-hmm. So let me wait for it to end. And what happens is that this send operation will actually broadcast. I notice that here I did not specify any specific device that I'm targeting. Mm-hmm. So if I want to do that, I will have to use tags. In this case, I'm just using the scenario of broadcasting a notification to everybody. This is a very, very common scenario. Mm-hmm. So in here, we're going to just run this app. And we will see a toast appear on my desktop. And here it is.
Cool.
This thing, like I said, is broadcast. And this exact code will basically scale to millions of devices without you having to do anything. Well, you will have to move the slider in the scale tab. But beside that, it's basically you do not have to do any more asynchronous programming or handling queues or handling multiple parallel sending. We are basically scaling this broadcast to millions of the devices without you having to do anything. This is really, really very easy. 3 lines of code in this in your backend, 3 lines of code in your client, and you're done.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, man, I could just think of all the lines of code I've seen some of my friends writing to Absolutely. Target each single one of these. 3 lines of code is awesome. So we talked about the .NET client. You said that there was also a native client. So like, was it a C++ library?
We do not support notification hubs in the WinMD yet.
Okay.
So we're only in the managed part. We do have other service bus specific clients in WinMD. We're working to have like SDKs for everything. But our REST API, all our services are exposed via REST. All the functionalities. There's no like hidden functionalities in our clients, so you can access everything. The docs for the REST API are on MSDN.
Yep.
So all the things that you're seeing, you can basically do with any language that's capable of like issuing an HTTP request. So you can do.
So the SDK that you have available now is .NET, but then anyone else out there, or do you have any other?
We have .NET. We have Node. Great. And we're also available inside of mobile services. So if you guys are using mobile services, you can send notifications, do registrations from your mobile services natively. But there's the Node, there's the Azure Node SDK that includes Notification Hub. The code for that backend is open source if you want to look and see how it's done. We also have device SDKs for Windows Store, that is the one that you saw. Mm-hmm. But we also have, of course, a native SDK for Windows Phone, for iOS in Objective-C, and for Android in Java, of course.
Cool.
So you basically, that's a very, very seamless experience if you have your ASP.NET and you have a multi-platform mobile app. It's really, really very easy. You can code your backend in .NET, and all the other platforms will have a native SDK there.
cool. So your client, anywhere you go, is basically still the same three lines of code?
Everywhere you go is still, it's very similar. Very the three similar. Lines really depends. People familiar with Objective-C know that with three lines, you basically just...
You have your method stuff.
You instantiate a string, basically, with three lines. But yeah, it's like the same concept. You get your channel, and you're registered with the Notification Hub.
That's really exciting. And I know you just recently GA'd, so do you have anyone using this functionality yet?
It is. Actually, our largest scale comes from the Bing apps, which is basically the news apps that you guys have pre-installed in Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 devices use Notification Hubs to push the breaking news notifications.
Cool.
So many, many millions of notifications per day flow through our system. We can't scale, basically. That's right. Like the proof that
the slider goes up. Right?
We can scale, yes.
Yeah, you got
yes,
that slider.
There are actually many. The slider for Bing is a lot longer than the one that's on the portal.
Cool, that's really exciting. And that enables a whole bunch of scenarios. So, I mean, that's some of the things that I've gone out and talked about is, you know, we do have mobile services, but there are some people that just love writing server code. So if you want to go out and create your mobile backend, this kind of hits all of those targets.
Yes, this is for many reasons. With Notification Hubs, you are a lot more control. You can also use multiple Notification Hubs. You guys might have like many apps that are served by the same backend. Mm-hmm. Usually with mobile services, you can only use one credential. For Notification Hubs, you can create multiple Notification Hubs, and notice that when we're aggregating for billing purposes inside your namespace, we aggregate all together. So if you have multiple Notification Hubs, you do not have to pay multiple instances for each one of those. We just take the total and we say yes, you're using 5,000 devices or 10,000 devices across multiple apps. You can have your staging app, multiple platforms, and really you can create those dynamically. Sometimes we do have some mobile apps are created dynamically, apps that are multi-tenant. People want separation. They want to say, hey, I have a new client coming. Can I create a new Notification Hubs with their specific credentials? You can do all those things.
That's good to know, because I mean, a lot of people out there, they get worried when they see like, oh, well, I create a namespace. That means I'm probably going to get charged for that namespace. But that's not the case. You can have as many namespaces as you want, and it just kind of aggregates up to the number of messages that you send.
It's actually in a namespace, but inside a namespace, you can have as many hubs as you want.
Okay,
and then it aggregates. But yes, it really aggregates. You do not have to worry, hey, I need to have like one extra credentials. Is that going to affect my bill? It really, we aggregate all the devices and the operations to charge like exactly what you're using, and not to make you pay for if you want to have your staging and prod notification hub, or if you have like maybe like a multi-staging publishing process, like people in enterprise apps sometimes have like these multiple stages. So it's really important and an important feature for us.
So do you have the capabilities in this? I would assume if you just want to send out notifications to just your Windows Phone 8 users, you don't push out to the Apple users or the Android users, because maybe you have some specific information only for those.
That is true. So we of course, if you're using this native payload, we can only target the payload that you're telling us. So if, like in this case, if there were some registrations, some Apple devices, they would not receive anything. I would actually have to create a payload for the Apple system. Mm-hmm. But that is the same. That is the other major feature that we have is the ones of tagging, which basically devices can register to specific tags, and then you can address only those devices that register for certain tags with a send. That is very important if you want to send to a specific interest groups. And the great thing about tags is that they're completely freeform. They're just strings. You do not have to create or delete or making sure that they're, we take care of those
so
tags.
So how do you go about managing those tags? Because that seems like something that you would probably configure on the server side. But is there a way to do it in the portal where I can go and set up a whole bunch of tags and then just say, hey, group of developers, here's the listing of tags I want you to use, and then just use these?
That is actually even simpler than that.
Oh, cool.
There is no management involved. Okay. When you register for something, you just give me a bunch of strings. And when you send, you just send me a bunch of strings. Let me show you. I will just modify this app really, really quickly. So we're going to go in our app. Inside the app, when we do the registration, let's assume that I'm just registering for a specific market. For instance, the Bing News app sends different news depending on the market that you are, like the country. Like they send different news to Canada and US and Italy and France. So what you do, what they're doing here is that when you register, you actually can specify some tags. So in here, I will just specify one tag that is, I don't know.
Use Canada because I'm Canadian.
Okay.
You're from Canada. Nice.
Canada. So what this thing will happen, what this thing will do is that now I will receive the notifications if they're targeted at the Canada tag. So what happens then, first I have to run this app again. This app will, of course, be here, and I will register again. This will update my registration with the Canada tag, and then we're done. We stop the app. Now we'll see that when we send a message, we can, of course, specify a tag. Let's assume that I'm sending a US toast. What happens here is that, of course, I will not receive this. So I will send this app, I will run this app, and I will not receive anything. This will start, it will send my toast, and I'm not receiving anything. This is because my app is registered for Canada. Now let's see if...
that's the brilliance of magical strings.
Exactly. And then of course, sorry, wrong app. In here, let's start this. This doesn't need to run away again. Let's start this app, the console app. Let me put it here so we know what we're starting. And now we're sending to the Canada tag. And now we'll receive the toast.
Cool.
And here it is.
Nice.
So basically, this is really, really very easy, and you can use tags for everything that you want. You can have markets, you can have things like, I'm following a certain team, a certain group, a certain person, like Twitter kind of app.
Yeah.
And then you can just say, well, just send this notification to all people that are following this group. And then you can do that in a very, very easy way. These are just strings. You do not have to take care of them. When you stop using them, the next time you register, you do not provide them anymore. Mm-hmm. You stop sending to them, and they will go away. The great thing, one thing that one has to consider is that when you register, the registration lives in the notification hub, but it only lasts for a certain amount of time. The configure time is 90 days.
Okay.
After that, we will delete the registration. Now, why is that? If you have a public app and people stop using your app, they will not tell you. Nobody's going to come to you and say, hey, I don't want to use your app anymore. So what happens is that we make sure that we clean up all the registration regularly so you do not have to do it. You do not have to take care of like cleaning those things. It's like they're going to expire on their own. There is a side effect is that basically you cannot use the tags in your registrations as a permanent storage. You actually have to store things in your own backend. If you have an ASP.NET, you're using SQL Azure, you want to use storage, you want to use a mobile service, but basically you cannot use Notification Hub as a per device storage thing. That's not what we're there for.
And that's good. That's a good thing to point out because I definitely. But of just like fire and forget kind of thing in my V1 app, and then 3 months or 90 days later, whatever, it comes back and says, "Oh, you know, I'm not getting notifications anymore." So that's good to know. But so if I was going to do that, and this might just be out of the scope of this, how would I actually go about storing those things? Does each device have a unique device ID that I could like pair up to what kind of things I want them to go?
Usually, we basically have the pattern that we provide, which, by the way, we have a specific scenario tutorial about this on WindowsAzure.com that is called Breaking News.
Love
is
it.
How to send breaking news. So what happens is that basically you store the tags that you want on the local storage. Let me show you that app.
Cool.
We might put a link to that down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Tons of resources right below the video.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the app. Let me run it. This is a very, very simple app. What you do here, you see that you can select tags. I want world news, politics, business, technology, science, all these things. And I can also can select a language. This is basically because in this app, we're actually using templates. It's like a more advanced app. So let's assume I want world news, I want technology, and I want them in French. Maybe I'm French Canadian. Mm-hmm. When I subscribe, this what this thing is doing is going to the notification hub, put those tags, and also making sure that the template says, hey, I actually want Windows notification, but also I want them localized in France, in French. Okay. So what happens here is that not only I'm doing that in here in my notification class, what happens is that when I store the categories, what I'm doing is that what that button does, it stores the categories in my local settings. So I'm using the device to remember which tags I'm using.
Cool.
That way, the next time I come up, I know the categories that I have without doing a round trip to the server, which is these are mobile apps. Mm-hmm. And then what happens, after I updated my local storage, I hit the notification hub with the updated tags and my template. In here, you see that when I'm registering not only the tags, which in here are the categories, but I'm also registering for a specific template. Mm-hmm. See that here is basically I'm providing an XML file that is how I want to receive the notifications. In here, I will also use the French. I will actually take a property from my property bag that's news_French.
Cool.
What happens here is that then in my backend, again, I have like a very, very simple console app. What I'm doing here is that instead of sending this toast, this is basically the same thing that we were doing before, I'm creating a platform agnostic message. Not only that is platform agnostic, but it's also providing three different versions of my notification, English, French, and Mandarin. What happens is that then I send it to the world tag. Mm-hmm. And since I specified in my client how the exact payload, that will basically select this specific line.
Cool.
The great thing about this is that if you have an iOS app or an Android app or a Windows Phone app, your backend remains exactly the same. You do not have to do anything. If you start supporting like different things, you want to show a different kind of toast, you want to show a tile to, that only comes from this properties, your backend is completely agnostic. It's really a great separation between your presentation and your business logic.
Cool.
So this is what we call the template feature of notification hubs. But coming back to your point, in this case, you basically see that when we register, we're actually storing the categories in the local setting. This is one very easy way. When you want to have like a very, very light backend, you do not have to handle storage per device. That's very expensive if you want to scale. Yeah. And if you think about it, a mobile app, you already have like a distributed storage system. Those are all those smartphones or all the people that have like some little space just for your app. So you're basically taking advantage of that. Of course, you can use your backend. You want to store it in mobile services. They can be dynamically compute. You can do everything you want. For us, they're just tags.
Cool. That's awesome. Do you have any other questions, Chappie?
No. You covered a lot of stuff. You're kind of worn out.
No, that was awesome. Do you have anything else that you wanted to highlight?
There's one last thing, actually. We saw basically that in here, inside my client code, I have the credentials. Mm-hmm. We saw that before, the listing credentials were full access. Sometimes, you know, enterprise apps and this sort of things. You are basically registering for tags that are the user IDs. You want to send to a specific user. I contact my backend and I want to register to the tag that is Elio. And so somebody sends a message to Elio and I want to receive it. Now what happens is that anybody that has this specific connection string can register for any tag. So nobody forbids you to basically register for the Elio tag. Mm-hmm. That's usually like a no-go if the information is sensitive.
Yeah.
So what we do is that in that case, you might want to route your registrations through your backend. So basically, instead of contacting directly the notification hub, the device goes through your backend. So ASP.NET, you do your authentication using any authentication method that you want. Once you know that I'm really Elio, my device is actually mine, you can do the registration with the Elio tag. So when that happens, we have a full scenario tutorial for this for this specific case on WindowsAzure.com that covers ASP.NET and mobile services, but there is the ASP.NET version where you can know exactly how to do this. And that is very important if you're sending notifications that are not really public information. When you're sending breaking news, it's not important. You're sending sports scores, not really important. If you're telling somebody that they have like a new message or there was something posted on their bank account, maybe you do not want to do that. So we have a case for that. That is basically it. It's like cool. there are all these scenarios on WindowsAzure.com. Lots of code, pre-made code is really great stuff, lots of features. We really are hoping to have lots of feedback.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
So there's a couple of ways to gather feedback. We have, or we're going to get all the links that we talked about here today the show in the notes below. Just below that, there is an area to add comments. So if you do have any feedback or you'd like to get in contact, please leave a comment below the show. Do you want to share your email address for feedback?
Of course. My email is, it will appear, or
we can get
say
it? Put it in, yeah.
Okay, so it will appear. It should be right here.
Excellent. Great. So thank you so much for coming on and showing us Notification Hub today. I think this is, you know, it's going to be one of those scenarios where a lot of people building mobile applications in their enterprise or just for fun can really take advantage of these features and have multiple devices out there where they can actually go and use all the different push notification services. So this is really exciting.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Cool. Absolutely. And thanks all of you out there for joining us here on WebCamps TV.